Happy Friday, everybody. Coming up next, it's the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on Radio St. Pete.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Let's me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
In regard to masturbation, I think that that is something that is a part of human sexuality, and it is a part of something that perhaps should be taught.
We're going to talk about a lot of different subjects, and you know, it's nice Friday night. What the heck, right?
St. Pete, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. It is Friday, January 22nd, and it is happy hour.
Yes.
How's my crew doing this evening?
Good.
Hannah Claire, how was your day today?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, you had the day off.
I did.
What'd you do?
Well, I was concerned that I was going to be called into work.
Always.
Right. All day.
Always. Yeah, that's always
so,
a concern.
So, you know, up until 5 o'clock, I was a little on edge, you know, and stayed close to work.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, other than that, after that, we went to Paolo's Pizza, got some pizza, and then came back here.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
All right, well, let me go ahead and introduce everybody before I forget to do that, before I ask everybody's bio for the day. you know that Hannah's in the studio.
Yes.
To her left is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
To her right is that right?
You're
right.
My right.
Really backwards. To your right. So you were actually to Hannah's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So I got it backwards. Uh-huh. So to your right is Ty Ginn. And to Ty Ginn's right, me over here in the corner, it's me over here in the corner. The reason I was a little confused is because over the weekend, we sort of rearranged our studio a little bit. And we thought about all kinds of different ways to do it. We thought about, you know, having three little tables for, you know, Steph, Hannah, and Ty to sit at, where I sat across from them just so I could see everybody. Because as it was, we all sat at a big table and I sat in the middle. And I sort of had to go side to side to see everybody.
Right.
And I thought it would be better if I could see everybody at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done is we've moved me over in the corner where Steph used to sit. Ty's still in the same spot. Steph is where I used to be, and Hannah's still in the same spot. But mm-hmm. here I can see everybody, and I can see any hijinks.
Yeah, right.
What you kids will know or realize is that we put Mom between the two of you.
No, I realized that.
And we did that for a reason.
Yeah, I didn't catch on.
I know that you're in your 20s now, and hopefully the pick and poke has gone away. But Mom was telling me...
Slow. Dream big.
Well, Mom was telling me the last show there was some sort of hijinks going on where there was almost concealed laughter where somebody's going to lose it during like my monologue or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot what happened, but like, yeah, you're right. There's like something did happen.
Trying not to laugh in church or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not that I would know anything about that.
Well, but, you know, you had to get that in the cave.
Yeah. Yeah. I did?
Yeah.
No way.
No, there was something. Something was
if,
really
I'm
funny.
Telling you, if you guys ever give me the bat in the cave while I'm doing the show,
losing it. That's it.
That's it. We're cutting it off. Stop. Show is over.
You ruined it.
So anyway, we are in our new spots, and we will see how this goes. It's a little different. I like it, though. Ty, quit looking up my nose. You're
just
distracting me already.
Make sure.
You know what? You and mom switch seats. Go mess with your sister.
Yeah, you're messing
Leave
with me.
Leave me alone.
It's not easy sitting next to Ty.
Right. I'm finding that out.
See?
Yeah. Okay, so what we've done the last several weeks is before the show, we try to go to a local place to have dinner. And that way we can sample their goods and then give everybody here in the St. Pete and the beaches in Tampa Bay area a little idea of what is going on here in little old Seminole where we live.
Yes.
Okay, so tonight, Stephanie, you want to tell us where we went and what we had?
Tonight, we went to the Greek Village restaurant, which is located at 11125 Park Boulevard here in Seminole.
Is that considered Park Boulevard?
It is, because it's part of the strip mall that faces Park Boulevard.
But it's kind of tucked away a little bit.
You kind of have to turn down that one street next to the mall.
Next to, exactly, where they're tearing the mall down.
I saw they put some extra signs up.
Yes, yeah. Out on the corner, because there's not a whole lot of traffic now on Liberty Lane because of the mall. But tonight we went to Greek Village and everyone had the gyro with the side Greek salad.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Very good.
I liked it.
Go ahead.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's very garlicky.
Yes.
However, I don't really feel like I'm overpowered with garlic.
No.
We
no.
feel you are.
Especially you, because now you're sitting right next to me.
It's a good thing I can't really smell.
I am sorry.
Yeah.
Anybody got any gum?
Now, the thing about Greek Village that's notable is they are closed on Sundays.
Okay.
They are not open on Sundays, so if you want to check them out, again, they're on Park Boulevard. What we did, I called ahead. Placed our order. It was ready within 15 minutes. Went and picked it up.
Do they deliver?
No.
They don't?
No, you do have to go pick it up.
Did they used to deliver? It seems like we've had deliveries from them before.
We may have in the past, but I don't believe they offer
that. When did you
that.
Say they opened? 19?
They opened in 1982.
Wow, okay, so they've been there for a long time.
Long time.
I graduated high school in 1982, so that's a well-established restaurant.
Yes.
And we've been there several times. This is not our first trip there.
Oh, no, not at
there,
all. Not
but,
at all.
You know, it's good for us to share these restaurants that are some of our favorites with people in the area that may not know.
Exactly. If you're looking for good Greek food, hit the Greek Village.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is very good.
Very good.
Very good. And the restaurant is nice inside, too.
Yes.
And you can also sit out front if you want.
Yes, they do
nice
have
evening.
They do have outdoor dining.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about sports, man. The last show, let's see, what did we talk about? We talked about the Bucks getting rid of Lovie Smith.
Right.
And we talked about them going through the whole hiring process. It didn't take long.
No.
And they came up with Dirk Cutter, who has been their offensive coordinator.
That's a good name.
Yeah, Dirk Cutter. He is now their head coach. And I know that the good thing about having him, because he was the offensive coordinator dealing with a rookie, Jameis Winston, for his first season, they got along famously.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a good transition. Having him as the head coach, he's not going anywhere. And as the head coach, I believe he's going to be running the offense. Because I didn't hear that they hired a new offensive coordinator.
Hmm.
So I think that's a good thing. That's all I got to say about the Bucks.
I'm hoping for a better season next year.
Well, look, we improved from the year before.
Yes.
And, you know, it can only get better. I get, well, don't say that about the Bucks. Don't say that about the Bucks, because it can get worse, and we've seen it get worse.
So, yeah, good luck.
Yeah, right. Anyway, as far as the NFL playoffs go, on Sunday, we've got two games, and these are the four teams that are left, basically. And on, let's see, at the AFC matchup will be the Panthers at the Broncos. That'll be Sunday at 3 p.m. on CBS. And then the NFC matchup will be the Cardinals at the Panthers at 6:40 p.m. on Fox.
Okay.
So, anyway, some good games so far.
Yes. Oh,
some really good games so far. That that Cardinals game against the Packers was unbelievable.
Yes.
Right down to the
right
wire.
Right down to
in,
the wire.
Overtime. Very, very good game. Loved it. Okay, tomorrow, if you're in this area, you can go to the East-West Shrine Game, and that's a football game featuring America's top college football players that are headed for the NFL. What did you say, Stephanie, that they were either drafted or...
Free agents.
Or free agents.
That have been signed.
Okay, so it's not really like an all-star game.
No.
These are like mercenaries.
These are the college athletes that know they're going to the NFL.
So they've already been picked.
Exactly, for their rookie season.
Well, that should be good. They should be great players out there. The game will be played here in St. Petersburg at Tropicana Field Saturday at 4 p.m. It can also be seen on the NFL Network. Obviously, at 4 p.m.
Okay.
I'm guessing that that's what it's going to be. I mean,
It's sponsored by the NFL Network.
So you would think that they're going to air it.
I know you can listen to it on the radio live on something like 170 stations.
All right. If you're in this area and you're listening to the show and you would like to go to the game, we have tickets.
Yes. Contact us.
How many tickets do we have over there?
We have... 10.
We have 10 tickets left.
Yes.
All right. And I know that I've promised two. We're going to go, so that's four. So that leaves 6 tickets. If there are 6 people out there listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour show and you'd like to go, contact us by email.
Through the website. Go to our website. MarcoRadioShow.com, and send us a message.
Right.
And we'll get in touch with you. We either... need your name and address, and we can mail them to you, or phone number.
We won't be able to mail them because the game is tomorrow at 4.
So call us.
But we'll make arrangements to get you the tickets, or you can meet us somewhere or whatever.
Right, right. Give me a phone number, and I'll make it happen.
Right. I mean, it could even be, because we're going to the game, if we made arrangements to meet outside the stadium.
Right.
We could do that.
Right, exactly.
Okay. All right. That's my sports. Everybody. Hey. Let's do our beer tasting.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Do we want to do the beer? You know what? Let me look at the clock here. Maybe we should take a break.
Okay.
But we need to do our beer tasting.
Yes.
Okay.
So hopefully this week our offering will be better than what we've had the last few weeks.
What, the Rod Bender?
Yeah, last week's Rod Bender. Still having some sleepless nights thinking about Rod Bender. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll do our beer tasting.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout, and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, and the Queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Okay, we are back, everybody, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on Radio St. Pete. That song was Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard by Paul Simon.
Yes.
The first song that we played was Rockin' in the USA. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Rockin' in the Free World.
Right.
By Neil Young.
Yes.
Now, the reason that I'm playing these two songs is because my dad called me this afternoon, and he gave me the lineup for this year's New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival.
Oh, nice.
And let me tell you something. He was reading off this list. I'm writing them down, and I keep saying to him, no, come on. No, no way. No way these people are going. There's no way. We've been 2 years in a row, and we've seen some great people there. We saw Bruce Springsteen there. We've seen, you know, Susan Tedeschi. Who was the big one last year that we saw there?
Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga.
And The Who.
And The Who.
Right, yeah. But this year, I mean, the list is unbelievable. I can give you just a little bit of a smattering. Stevie Wonder is going to be there. Pearl Jam, Red Hot Chili Peppers, ooh, Neil Young, Snoop Dogg,
what?
Paul Simon.
What's Snoop doing?
I don't know. Steely Dan, Beck, Van Morrison.
Cool.
I mean, I'd give my right nut to see Van Morrison. let's see. Whoa. Elvis Costello.
Nice.
Bonnie Raitt, the Tedeschi Trucks Band, Boz Scaggs, Buddy Guy. I mean, come on, man.
To name
come
a few. On,
that's just to name a few. There are over 200 artists that are going to be there. They're going to do a tribute to B.B. King because oh, he man. Passed away nice. This past year. Mm-hmm. And also to Alan Toussaint.
Nice.
So that'll be interesting. Tab Benoit is going to be there. Buckwheat Zydeco, The Revivalists, one of my favorites, that we saw for the first time at the festival last year. Voices of the Wetland All-Stars. We've seen them at Skipper's Roadhouse in Tampa.
Right.
Featuring Tab Benoit. Just going to be a great show. So
it's going to be great. It's going to be, we had said early on that we weren't going to go both weekends.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That it's just too much and we're going to pick a weekend until we saw the artists.
Yeah.
And now.
It's definitely worth it.
You know, we can do it. We're not so old that we can't do 7 days of festival.
Well, we did both weekends last year.
Yes.
And we kind of thought that was too much. And just like you were just saying, and we've sort of dope slapped ourselves and said, are you kidding?
You know, what are we?
There's no
you know,
way they're going to play. There's no way they're going to play all these great artists in one weekend. They're going to spread them out.
They're going right. to spread them
so
out.
So if you want to miss them, go home after the first weekend. If you want to see them, stay the whole 2 weeks.
Right. So I guess we're staying.
Right.
We're all in.
Thanks.
Yeah, all in. Claire, I would love for you to go.
I'll stay with the dogs.
No, I would love for you to go. And Ty, I would love for you to go.
I really want to go.
We need to, if we start now, we can make it happen because it's the last weekend in April and the first weekend in May.
Right.
There's time we can make plans.
There's time to tell your jobs, mm-hmm. you know, I need this mm-hmm. time off. And I think what we're going to try to do, I'm going to talk to Grandpa Ron about it, is we're going to try to get that same house in Mississippi.
Cool.
That was badass.
Mm-hmm.
There would be plenty of room for all of us. The just beauty about the that was, it was that it was an hour, no, can't do that.
No.
It was an hour away from New Orleans. But that's an hour of highway driving.
Right.
The first time we went, we stayed in New Orleans, and it was an hour of driving through in traffic.
Bumper to right. bumper
this
traffic.
Way, you're... When you get off the highway, you take the exit, you're right there.
Yeah.
You take the exit right to the place, so, which is what, the state fairground, right?
Right.
Is that what that is? Is that the Louisiana State Fairground?
It's the dog track or the horse track, racing right. track.
I think it is no, you don't? Okay. Well, whatever it is.
But I really want to go this year.
Well, try. Mom just gave you the dates, so see what you can
do. Yeah, start making arrangements.
All right, let's try this beer. I'm opening it now.
What's it called?
I'm getting to that.
Oh, God. Don't get pushy, Hannah.
My goodness.
Hold Dad's on. Dad's, you know, giving his right nut to see Van Morrison. Yeah.
So now he's getting a little testy.
Exactly.
Right.
I've already sacrificed enough during the show. I've given a right nut.
So you think we're going to like it? You're pass looking a little ambitious down. With these
It
pores.
Looks a little red.
I don't know. That's
last week's looked a little red, too.
That's a generous pour. I don't know about
well,
that.
Well, if you don't like it, I'm sure Mom will. And you can pass it to your right. Okay, what do we have here?
I don't know where? If I like the way you're boozing up my mother.
Yeah, right? What are your intentions, mister?
Okay, tonight's offering comes from Big Storm Brewing Company. The name of tonight's brew is Wave Maker Amber Ale. Wavemaker Amber Wavemaker Ale. Yes.
Mom, was it making some waves for you?
It's making some waves.
Stephanie, go ahead and try it.
It's a beer.
It's a beer.
It's gross.
It tastes good, but it does have an aftertaste.
Okay. Anna Claire?
I just took a sip of that. That's the funniest thing in the world.
We gotta get the GoPro going in here. Just to see Ty's face.
Yeah. Oh man.
Oh man.
All right, I'm gonna give it a shot.
Okay. Yeah, that aftertaste, that's
Ty's wiping the sweat off his eyebrows.
You know what? I tell you what, I like this one.
Ooh.
I really like this one.
You can have this.
This one is not citrusy. This one actually tastes like beer to me. Doesn't taste like grapefruit juice. I like this one.
I mean, it wasn't the worst that we've had, but yeah, that aftertaste is a little rough.
It's the aftertaste that. This
one is actually drinkable.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I don't notice the big. You know how you get that feeling in the back of your throat?
Yeah.
I'm not getting that.
No. No, that one's not bad.
I would probably have an aftertaste. But it's still really
it
not
didn't
that bad.
Have that big of a bite or anything. No. I say I that one's not bad.
No.
Not bad.
All right. So, we know what Ty thinks.
Not bad.
So, 3 out of 4 Gins.
Yeah. I mean,
like it.
Say, try this one, but watch
is
the aftertaste.
Is that a new unit of measure?
Yeah.
It
3 out of 4.
It's
Gins.
Weird. It's
on
almost,
the Gins scale.
It's like almost it. A little rosy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does say it does say that
like
it
the
has,
robot?
Yeah. Rope.
What does it say here? It says, batten down the hatches. Wavemaker Amber Ale is rolling in and ready to crash along a shore near you with caramel malt flavors, mm-hmm. subtle floral notes.
What's up?
Yeah, floral.
Rosy.
And floral. a pleasant hot bitterness. Seasoned craft beer drinkers and dabblers alike can enjoy this well-balanced ale all year
dabblers.
Round. It said that recommended food pairings, pizza, barbecue, and ice cream.
Ooh.
I don't know about eating.
No, ice cream's a bit rough. Come
beer
on.
Ice cream is a stretch.
No, what we had last week, the last one was hunting.
Yeah, right.
I think they throw that last one in there just for fun.
Yeah, just
to see if you're paying attention.
And, you know, like beer and pizza, that's kind of a given.
Yeah,
right? How do you eat pizza without beer?
That's like Taco Bell. It should really come with a bag of weed.
Right. Now, keep in mind that this comes from
bag.
Big Storm Brewing. So it says, keep and serve cold as hail.
They're fun.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Missed it.
Says the alcohol content is 5.8% by volume.
And where is Big Storm Brewing?
Well, I kind of made
an executive decision.
Kind of made a mistake because I thought it was in St. Pete, but it's not.
Oh, no.
So it's not one of our local ales. It is here in Florida.
Oh, okay.
But it is not. I mean, the writing on here is so small, I don't have my glasses. But it is here in Florida. So it is a Florida craft beer.
Craft beer.
But it is not St. Pete.
Well, name like Big Storm.
You would think. We have some big storms here, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do we have? What do we have? What do we have? Okay. So, Hannah Claire, your birthday's coming up.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, she's on.
Yes,
it.
Yeah. It is.
Hannah's birthday is Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes. Big 21.
Woohoo.
So none of you out there send anything freaky.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Now.
Or do. Whatever.
New Year's just passed.
I got you a flip.
And we all did our resolutions.
Yes.
But nobody said anything about confronting your fear of snakes.
What?
No.
What?
No, well, there will be none of that.
Well, I know for a fact that all 4 of us
what are, we doing?
Are terrified of snakes.
Yeah.
4 out of 4 on the Gin scale.
On the Gin scale, yeah.
Snakes.
Well, you know, back in 2013, they had their very first Python challenge.
Right.
Okay.
I remember that.
Well, last weekend, they started their second Python challenge. And this particular one starts from last weekend and it runs all the way through your birthday.
Oh.
So I thought way for us to face our fears
and
celebrate
bond.
Your birthday.
And bond as a family.
And bond as a family and help out the state of Florida by getting rid of these invasive pythons. We would go down to the Everglades and join the Python Challenge. Who's with me?
I say nay.
That's no. Not the way you want to spend your birthday?
No.
Well, listen to this. Maybe this will get you. There's a $1,500 prize for catching the most snakes.
You couldn't pay me $1,500 to touch one of those.
Yeah.
And an additional,
or get near it.
An additional $1,000 for the biggest snake.
No.
No?
No. Mm-mm.
Still not into it.
Nope, not risking that.
Says that the first Python challenge drew 1,500 hunters from 38 different states, including Canada.
Oh, man.
Says this year's event doesn't have nearly as many.
Yeah.
So far, they've only got 573 hunters. So really, we'd be helping them out, helping the cause, right? You're not still not into it.
I'm not feeling it.
Do you want to sleep on it?
No.
No.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm solid on that decision.
Says the last Python challenge, only 68 pythons were found and killed. Which experts say is a very small number, in considering a single female python could replace that many with a single clutch of eggs.
Ugh.
Yikes.
I'd be afraid that one would, crawl in our bag and come home with us.
Oh,
or
my
something.
God.
Like
Indiana Jones. Dinner scene.
No, let's just go get drunk.
Yeah.
I'll be 21. Come on.
Well,
let's go simple.
I was looking at this article, and it didn't say how big the biggest python killed was, but there was a picture of this guy, and he's got this python draped over his shoulders, and they said it was a 12-foot python.
Ugh.
Yuck. No, thank you.
You know, you would almost think that PETA would be all up in arms about this whole thing.
No, they're not fuzzy. They don't care.
But not even PETA cares about the pythons.
Yeah, right.
The only thing PETA said was they would prefer that the hunters be armed with guns and blow their heads off. That way they die immediately.
Cool.
So that's what PETA thinks.
Huh. How are they? Are they going out there with like a machete? What are they doing?
I have no idea.
Armor, dragon hunting?
I'd go out there with a flamethrower, a machine gun, a full suit of armor.
Call in a tactical strike.
Can you imagine the four of us
tramping
through the Everglades?
Got our waders on.
I mean, anytime I'm out in the yard, I'm like a chicken in the yard because I'm looking for a black racer. Or
right.
If I have to like reach through bushes or something like that. If I'm walking through the Everglades, I'm going to be a nervous wreck.
Yeah.
No way I could do it.
No, absolutely.
No way I could do it.
Mm. Nature and I do not get along.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ben and Jerry's ice cream wants to make a flavor inspired by Bernie Sanders.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Yeah. Whatever flavor it winds up being, we know Bernie will hate it for being too rich.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Okay, now here's something.
Bernie Sanders.
Stephanie, when the kids were babies.
Yes.
I know that, you know, when you're preparing for babies, you read all of these books, Dr. Spock. You read the baby name books, all these things on
what to expect,
best ways to educate your children, all these early learning things. I know that we heard, I don't think we really talked about it too seriously, but sort of introducing music to the babies inside
your
belly.
I believe that because I think Ty came out singing Edie Brickell and Paul Simon.
Yeah.
But, he knew all of those words as soon as he could talk.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody heard of the baby pod?
I have. Oh, no. I feel like I kind of somewhat saw something.
Well, here's
I didn't read into it.
I have not seen this.
Oh, no.
Well, there was a reason she didn't read into it.
It's a little weird.
They have had in the past speakers that pregnant women could sort of strap to their bellies to sort of transmit music to their babies.
Right.
Well, what they discovered, and I don't know how they discovered this, was that the stomach wall or the wall of your abdomen was too thick to allow any of the music to actually get in there.
Blaring.
So this Spanish company came out with what they're calling a baby pod.
Right.
And a baby pod. Baby pod is the new vaginal speaker that allows pregnant moms to play songs for their unborn babies.
Does it shove it up in good there? Base?
Bad.
Is it enjoyable?
Yeah, at least.
Weird.
You're playing some Dre or something?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It says, scientists believe that unborn babies can respond to the sound of rhythms and music. Rhythms of music as early as 16 weeks in the womb.
So. Mm. All I remember is Hannah did not like the sound of the copier at work. And anytime if I was standing in front of the copier making copies,
she'd start to move.
Hannah was just twirling around.
It's probably those crazy like ultraviolet rays or something. I don't know. When was that?
I loved the vacuum, and yes. Now I love death metal. So yeah. Not a whole lot has changed.
Says babies learn to speak in response to sound stimuli, especially melodic sound. So that's one of the reasons that they came up with this thing. And they also say BabyPod claims that by using BabyPod, babies learn to vocalize in the womb,
like Rob Halford.
Does that mean they come out talking?
Not talking, but more than cooing, I guess.
What if your baby came out and was like, all right, what the hell was up with that?
Yeah, right.
That was gross, crazy. Right?
I don't even like Paul Simon.
Yeah. Oh, thank God it stopped.
Yeah, right.
Freebird.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm all about the rap, yo.
Where's the Snoop Dogg?
We got to play some Guara.
Another feature of the baby pod.
Does it have LEDs?
Well, no. What hangs from it, it's sort of like a tampon.
Oh.
What hangs from the outer side is a pair of earbuds.
Oh, great. So you can enjoy the music with... that's great.
So the expectant mother and or the expected father can listen to what the baby's listening to.
Okay, that's a little too much family time.
Yeah, it's cool. Just have these earbuds coming out from my pants. Yeah. No biggie.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
Come on. What? Uh-huh.
Check out my tunes.
Looks like a mere $120, you can get yourself a baby pod. And what it comes with is the baby pod, auxiliary headphones, a case, a satin bag. I guess that's for the headphones. A user's manual. That'd be handy.
I'd like to see that.
Is it like an IKEA manual? Is it all pictures?
Well, you also get a warranty. Just in case.
Great.
If your baby doesn't come out singing and talking, you can send it back for a full refund of your $120.
How many songs can you get on? Is it like an iPod?
Yeah, you hook it to your MP3 player or whatever. You know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
How about that? We should play Stump the Chump.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Stephanie, do we have a theme?
We do. In light of our ever-changing weather here in Florida, hot, cold, or... very cold and halfway decent. Tonight, Stump the Chump is a weather trivia.
Okay, well, we need to take a break, and when we come back, we will play our weather version of Stump the Chump.
God, are you really still listening? It's the Marco Radio Show. Dad makes me do this.
Okay, everybody, we are back, and I guess we are ready to play Stump the Chump.
We are, after a little guara.
A little guara. And I tell you, the reason I play guara is because one of my very best friends in the whole world sent us a Guar poster.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's a cool poster. Yeah, his son Will was working security at one of the 30th annual Guar concerts or
30th anniversary tour
concerts. And I guess he was given the poster.
Hmm.
Apparently, he's not a big Guar fan.
Yeah.
So they were looking for something to do with it. And Paul said, hey, I know who likes Guar.
Nice.
And he knows we have the studio down here. In fact, Paul is one of our biggest listeners. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul.
Mr. Hunley. We appreciate that. So anyway, he sent the poster, and we have it dead center here on the wall. And we have it under our neon clock. And it really makes the colors pop.
It really yes. does.
What I like about the poster is all of the colors match everything in the room.
Yeah. Huh. Really does.
Yeah. So it's a good fit.
I like it with the clock, so I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to steal both of them.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Won't happen.
You don't have that much wall space in your house.
I'll figure it out.
All right. Are we ready to play Stump the Chump?
All right, everybody. Yeah.
Everybody got their bell, the ringer, the hooter.
Their hooter. Bells, ringers, and
Let's
hooters.
Play.
Okay. A thermometer is a device used to measure what, Hannah?
Temperature.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't What's know up? They were going to be that easy.
Yes.
I was thrown off. I was.
Well, after
was
last
like,
week.
Mercury.
Mercury.
After last week when there was no winner.
Yeah.
It was the marathon game about
elephants.
Elephants and no winner.
Pachyderms.
I had to dumb it down a bit, I guess.
Yeah, I went back a step.
The next question is going to be, what's 1 + 1?
What are those?
And it's multiple choice.
In the sky.
Okay.
Go ahead and ring, Ty. Stratus, Cirrus, and Cumulus and Nimbus are what
Those
kinds of...
Those are clouds.
Yeah.
Yay!
The
Nailed
puffy,
it.
The puffy white things in the sky.
All right, 1-1-0.
1-1-0. What country experiences the most tornadoes? Mark.
America.
Yes.
America?
Say. Us.
Kansas isn't a country.
Kansas.
I don't know.
It's that country in the Midwest or Kansas.
Is it Oz?
I believe it's a plain state.
Florida's not doing too bad this year as right. far as tornadoes go. True or false, a rainbow is a spectrum of light that appears when the sun shines onto water droplets in the air, Hannah?
Oh,
yes.
For Christ's sake. Are
true.
Really, is this the way?
Yes.
Look, I
this
got...
Is just, this is just proof that Mom has absolutely no faith in
I
our
got,
knowledge
I
at
got
all.
So much grief about last week that I will show you.
When does the busload of kindergarten show up?
Yeah.
So what, I have like 3 points, right?
Two.
No.
You have two, Ty has one, Dad has one. Blizzards feature low temperatures, strong winds, and heavy, Mark?
Snow.
Yes.
You can't start ringing as soon as she starts talking, Hannah.
I'm going to try
well, that's
it.
That's when I know it.
Don't.
It's not my fault. It just rings on its own.
All right, let's get through this.
Okay. Breeze and gale are common terms used to describe the speed of what... Hannah.
Wind.
What? Yes.
I was robbed.
Yeah, that was me.
Isn't that four?
No,
no that's
three.
Three. Earth's recent temperature rises, which have been linked to human activity, are known as what?
El Nino.
Mark.
El Nino.
No.
Global warming.
Global warming.
Global warming.
Al Gore.
Al Gore. Al Gore made it happen. Right after he invented the internet.
Right.
European.
All right, so Hannah wins.
Woo!
Awesome. You get all the graham crackers this week.
Yep.
I'll make it tougher next week.
Well, calm down. Don't make it too tough.
Yeah, right? Tried to throw in a little pachyderm education
right.
and
wow.
all
this
went
one.
South.
Everybody, you know, who's listening is probably like, these are the dumbest people I've ever seen.
Well, they haven't seen us.
Not only
yeah,
does
right.
the show suck, but they're dumb as hell.
No, and what they're saying is, oh, that poor woman, bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
Bless
she
her heart.
She puts up with so much.
That poor woman teaching her special ed class.
Bless her heart.
That's
if people
bad.
Could see us, they would see that our headphones are built into our helmets.
Hey, we could get a sponsorship from Bell Helmets.
Yeah. Anyway,
bad.
Netflix. Hannah Claire, I know you're big on Netflix, and yes. Steph and I, Steph, you and I,
yes,
we just recently watched Making a Murderer,
twice.
And we just got a brand new smart TV,
yes,
so we can get onto the Netflix very easily.
Wicked smart,
wicked smart,
yeah, wicked smart. Anyway, Netflix came out with their the premiere dates of its 10 hit shows, and I'll give you the breakdown right now if you're ready.
We're ready.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Okay.
Have you seen that, Hannah?
No, I think it's like a stand-up thing, isn't it?
No. Uh-oh. I've heard it's very funny. It's season 2. It comes out Friday, April 15th. How about Grace and Frankie?
Oh, I wanted to see that.
I've kind of...
Isn't that
the older ladies?
Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin?
Oh, maybe.
It is.
Yeah, I think it is.
The thing is, I've heard just snippets about all of these.
Right.
It is. I haven't heard anything bad about any of them.
Right. Yeah.
So... but Grace and Frankie, season 2, Friday, May 6th. That's when that's coming out. Orange is the New Black. That'll be season 4. And that's Friday, June 17th.
Yep.
So we won't see Hannah Friday, June 17th.
And 18th.
Saturday, the 18th.
Right.
And then she'll come back out.
Depending on how many
room.
Episodes they have.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the next 4 are new shows. One's going to be called Flaked. Flaked.
Okay.
That's right. Coming out Friday, March 11th. Let's see, The Ranch, that's Friday, April 1st, and,
The Ranch,
Marseille, M-A-R-S-E-I-L-L-E, Marseille, is that
Marcel?
French? Marcel, maybe,
Marcel.
Friday, May 5th, all right.
Look at the big brain on dad.
And then the last of the new ones is Stranger Things, that's coming out Friday, July 15th. Then there's a couple of kids shows. One is
you
The Get Down.
Be careful of them Stranger Things.
The Get Down, that comes out Friday, August 12th. And then Lost and Found Music Studios, and that's Friday, April 1st. And then the last one is Kong, King of the Apes, and that's going to come out April 15th.
Okay.
What do I have on the back here? I had something written on the back. Oh, well, what I was wondering, I haven't seen anything that said... Making a Murderer is going to have a second season.
Yeah, no, and it's
bom,
not
bom, bom, bom.
It's not official yet, but what I've heard is that they are still following the case.
Right.
And filming and doing interviews and things like that. So if Netflix and the producers work it out, they will have everything they need for a season 2.
Well, when I go on Yahoo to get stuff for the show, there are more and more little subtitles about the show.
Yes.
So it's like every day it grows. And the case, correct.
The case. In fact, right before the show, I saw online one of the defense attorneys was talking about how, you know, these millions of people watching the documentary have been emailing in and messaging in tidbits.
Right.
And your tidbit about the single car key
is
one of the biggest things.
Yes.
Because, you know, that stock photo of Teresa Halbach with her cameras.
Yeah, yeah.
In her hand is her key ring with multiple keys on it.
See, I believe that single key is her extra key.
Exactly.
And only somebody that knew her would be able to get it.
Have access.
Even your ex-boyfriend might have your extra key. Even your brother might have your extra key.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
so,
boy, it showed up at the crime scene. After they'd searched it a number of times.
But, the one defense attorney is saying that's pretty significant, the key quote issue.
Screw this radio thing. I'm going to become a detective.
Look out, CSI. Here he comes. As long as there's no snakes.
Yeah, no snakes.
No snakes and no blood.
No snake cases, no blood.
Yeah.
That'll be on top of everything.
You want to talk about keys? I'm all over it.
All over it.
That reminds me, I got to pick up some snake cases later today.
Yeah.
Okay, now we know that the record-setting Powerball was won, last Wednesday? Was it Wednesday the drawing was? The $1.6 billion Powerball. Have all three of the winners come forward?
Yes.
They have. All three
I believe they have.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe not.
No.
The only ones that I've heard about are the Tennessee winners.
Okay.
Maybe. And these are the people that you hear about
that
always blow your mind.
Right.
You know, it's a couple from Tennessee, married couple. They're probably
in their
late
50s.
40s, early 50s.
Yeah, something like
they've got like two adult kids, just like we do. You know, he is a warehouse supervisor. She works for a dermatologist.
Mm-hmm.
What they won was like $528 million.
Yeah.
They decided to take the lump sum, which reduced it to right around $328 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If they had gone with the 30-year payout, they would have gotten in total about $533 million.
Right.
All right. So, and I don't blame them. I would have gone for the lump sum too.
Yeah.
You know, I want my money now.
Give it to me. Mm-hmm. All of it.
But in their case, they say that they're not going to quit working. And I hate it when
Why?
I hear that.
Yeah.
I hate it when I hear that. I would like to think that if I was on the lottery commission, all right, these two yokels come up to my office with their ticket. We verify it. We decide what you're going to want. You want the lump sum? You want the 30-year payout? Fine. Whatever it is, we're going to stroke you a check today.
Right. All right.
So here's the giant check. We're heading up to the podium. I'm standing there holding the check, and we say, well, here's your chance to tell America what you're going to do with the money.
Right.
And the first thing out of their mouth is, well, we're going to keep working. I would take that check and rip it right in half and tell them to hit the bricks. You don't deserve it. You got no imagination.
You got no imagination.
You're going to work. That warehouse you work in better be a really good warehouse.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what's going on in that warehouse.
You better drive there every morning and on a giraffe.
But it better be good.
Yeah. You work at the Charlie Brown Charlie Factory.
And you work at a dermatologist's office.
Yeah.
You play with zits all day.
Yeah. Gross.
They say that they're going to use the money to pay off their mortgage and pay off their daughter's student loans, right?
I doubt either one of those will make a dent in $365 million.
I think they won $328.
Yeah.
Right, or $328,000.
I mean, that's what they're acting like.
Exactly.
Well, we won $328 on this scratch-off ticket, They don't get it. I mean, you got to think that Tennessee, I think they have some pretty bad winters there.
Yeah.
So this guy's going to drive to and from this warehouse job in the snow on the side of a mountain, and he's got $328 million in the bank?
No. I don't think so.
I mean,
I have a feeling they will get
it. If I owned a warehouse, maybe.
Every now and again, I might show up at said warehouse.
Then you hire somebody to run it for you, you know.
I don't know.
The wife said that we're not going to buy anything outrageous. We're going to pay off the mortgage on our little one-story home. We're not going to buy some big luxury house on some big compound. She goes, big houses are nice, but you know what? Then you got to clean them. It's like, honey, you just don't get it.
Yeah, you'll pay someone at that point.
See, you don't get it.
You won't be cleaning it, honey.
No. We were talking about building a moat
with
guard bears.
We were planning.
Nile crocodiles in our moat on our 100 acres.
Robot celebrities.
Exactly.
Their son, Adam, is an electrician. And you can only imagine, like, after this interview with the parents, he goes back to work and is like, oh, my God, dude, you are so rich. And he's like, well, they're probably not even going to give me any money.
Right, yeah.
Once they pay off the house and the student loans,
I mean, they're
going to
keep working, so I guess I got to keep working.
Right, yeah.
The daughter says that she's always wanted a horse. And the dad used to always tell her, well, if I win the lottery,
well,
buy that girl a horse. Buy her a horse. You know. I mean, come on, man.
Go to the Kentucky Derby and be like, which one you want.
Right.
Exactly.
Pick the fastest one.
All right. Here's a funny story. And one of my least favorite things in the world is farts.
That's one of my favorite things.
that doesn't surprise me.
I love to fart.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, ew.
That does.
It's good for you.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Better out than in, right?
Yeah. I can't stand it. And I mean, if I'm around somebody that farts, I'm immediately like, oh my God. You know, I got my shirt up, I'm walking away. It's like, why do you do that? You know, I've been around people in my life. I was in the Marine Corps with this guy that could basically fart on command.
Yeah.
And to me, that's like, first of all, it's a talent.
Yeah.
You know.
You mean you can't?
And or a disease.
Very, no,
disease.
And he was like a very skinny guy. So it's like, where's it coming from?
He just breathes in real deep.
Yeah, right. And
pushes it down.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
I don't know if I've ever seen you fart.
He doesn't
I
fart.
Don't. I'll tell you why. When I was 10, me and the boys were playing the fart game. And I had an accident. And from that day on, I said, again. No more farting.
Pinched off a little more than he was expecting to.
That's it.
It done me wrong.
I received a surprise. I had a surprise visitor. Anyway, just recently on this flight, this passenger got so distraught because of the fart smell on the plane that she passed the stewardess a note.
Oh.
And this note is classic. Hold on. The note says, I don't know if you can make an announcement, but if you can, you should say that whoever is farting in the areas of rows 10 to 12 should definitely see a doctor because they might have ass cancer.
Oh, man.
Just dead inside.
Yeah, right.
Well, see, the bad thing on a plane is it's all recirculated air.
Exactly. Right. You're all captive.
Oh, my God. I remember one time when I was a kid, I took a flight from Washington, D.C. to Atlanta, and I sat behind this great big huge fat woman, and she had this great big huge fat baby on her lap the entire way. And the seats back then, in the back of each seat, like facing you, was like an air vent.
Yeah.
So her funk was blowing in my face the entire flight. It was wicked. I can only imagine being in the fart section of the plane.
Right, yeah.
I'd be like, I'm going to need some new tickets. Can we crash this thing?
Right. I'm taking it down.
I need to open the door.
Can you get me one of those squirrel suits? I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. This just in. You know it's bad when there are more black people in the running for the Republican nomination for president than for the Academy Awards. Anybody get that?
Yes.
Yeah. So
that one was a little dicey. It was concerning.
Well, look, you know, in the paper they've been talking about how white the Oscars are going to be again this year. Apparently, no black actors have been nominated for anything.
Mm. No, I don't know about the actors, but...
Or movies. What about the movies? I haven't heard anything.
And that's why I don't want to talk about it. I don't know the whole list.
We'll talk about it more the closer it gets. And when did you say it was going to be on? February 17th or something like that?
22nd.
Yeah, 22nd.
February 22nd.
Well, maybe by next week's show we'll know a little bit more about it and we can talk about it then.
Okay.
So we are winding down to the end of the show, but before we go, I do want to say farewell to rocker David Bowie. He died at the age of 69 last week. Actor Alan Rickman, he was also 69 years old. And just this week, rocker Glenn Frey died at the age of 67. So farewell, fellas.
Rough week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Rough week. Man, mm-hmm. Oh, man. When they say they die in threes, they... dying threes.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what else do we have? Does anybody have anything they want to add at the end of the show? Hannah Claire.
No.
Nothing on your schedule that you want to tell us about?
Not really.
You want to start? Work. Want to start telling people that your birthday is in? Do we have a countdown yet?
They can send the gifts to.
Can we do the math?
Yeah. Okay. It's Valentine's Day. It's let's see. Today's the 22nd. So it's like a week, 3 weeks away.
Three weeks.
Stephanie, you want to add anything?
MarcoRadioShow.com. If you'd like to wish Hannah an early happy birthday.
Or if you would like to send something, inquire for the address.
Or
exactly. P.O. Box. We'll set something up.
Or if you want to try to get the tickets for the East-West Shrine Game.
If you want to go to the East-West Shrine Game tomorrow.
At 4 o'clock at Tropicana Field.
Right.
So that basically only applies to people listening to the show right here in this area. Tygen, anything?
Not that I can think of.
All right, well, then let's go ahead and wrap this sucker up. As always, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
Okay, everybody, it was nice talking at you. We look forward to talking at you again next week right here on Radio St. Pete. See ya!
That's it.